Haiti, 6 months later, a different picture emerges. Threats increase against followers of Christ in Indonesia, and two or three or four are better than one for ministry impact. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 6 months after the catastrophic quake that leveled Port-au-Prince, recovery seems to be moving slowly. Walter Turnbull is Food for the Hungry's director in Haiti. He says they're making headway in recovery. Roughly half of those who fled the capital have since returned because they really didn't have anywhere to go.
The poor country cousin was happy to receive the city kinfolk, that when food supplies start to diminish even more than they were, it's kind of like city kinfolk, it's time for you to move on.
That puts pressure on the pace of recovery. Food for the Hungry has been responding by creating child-friendly spaces, providing shelter, offering medical and other aid programs, and training for pastors. Turnbull says there was another response.
Christ has been raised up like I've never seen it before. Churches are overflowing. People are coming to the Lord. In the middle of all this chaos, God's name is being glorified.
They still need your help. Our website will point you the way. Elsewhere, Voice of the Martyrs Canada joins their concerns with reports coming out of Indonesia from Compass Direct and Asia News. Christians in Bekasi, West Java, are facing growing opposition from Muslims opposed to Christianization. Church services throughout the city have been interrupted and Christians threatened. There's also a push for Sharia law in the region. Pray authorities will protect Christians against opposition from militant Islamic groups. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many of the millions of children orphaned by AIDS each year are cared for by other relatives. As already poor families take on even more children, several needs come up. Well, Matt Parker says a new Kids Alive program in Kenya is helping.
The goal of our Families Together program is to encourage self-sufficiency, to help communities break the cycle of poverty and neglect.
The program does this by offering schooling, health care, and micro-enterprise. Families Together has only been running for about a year in Kenya, but already communities are being empowered economically and spiritually.
A number of people have come to know the Lord as a result of the witness of our Kenyan staff. And our prayer continues to be that by reaching out and supporting these people, that they will recognize the love of Christ and come to serve Him in their lives.
Families Together hopes to expand to 40 or 60 more families and increase their micro-enterprise programs. Your financial support today will help a child. Meanwhile, in Ecclesiastes, it says two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Well, back in the late 90s, Global Aid Network realized the truth of this verse, combining several relief and development organizations to reach more of the globe. Dwayne Zook, president of Gain USA, says today,
together in seven different locations, we're able to geographically reach the world.
Offices exist in the U.S., Canada, Korea, Australia, Holland, Germany, and Austria. From there,
we are working in about 50 different nations, and it's not only to help provide relief, but we also are looking at development. We provide food, of course, clothing, water.
And they value people's souls above all.
We're responding not only in relief to the physical needs, but also the emotional needs, the medical needs, and then ultimately, of course, remembering that people also have spiritual needs.
And a radio ministry in the Democratic Republic of Congo is using SMS text messaging in ministry. HCJB Global Partner Radio Kahuzi airs Bible study programming in Bukavu. Since cell phones are common among the youth in the Congo, they're encouraged to respond to the programming via text message and get instant feedback, even suggesting follow-up programming ideas. Now Radio Kahuzi plans to install three additional FM relay sites. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Almost every day, radical Muslims lash out in anger. The question is, why? For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn about Islam so you can pray more effectively for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins August 11th. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.